This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump today delivered his first commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, where 1,100 U.S. Army cadets graduated. In his remarks, Mr. Trump talked about the rich diversity in the class of 2020, but he also emphasized a theme of unity, perhaps ironic at a time when many past defense establishment leaders have harshly criticized him as someone who promotes divisions. Case in point, former Trump Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who wrote that the president has made no effort to unite the country. Mr. Trump has also gotten pushback from the current Pentagon chief, Mark Esper, who said he did not support the idea of using U.S. troops to deal with racial justice protesters, something Mr. Trump has threatened to do. Another cloud at West Point, this week's admission from Military Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, that he had made a mistake by appearing in a photo op with President Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. That was a short time after the street had been cleared of demonstrators who were peaceful. Milley said he had violated the principle of keeping the military out of politics. The president says after talking to African-American friends, he has moved the date of a political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from June 19th to the 20th, out of respect for a date that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Mr. Trump had faced heavy criticism, both for the timing and location of his rally. Tulsa was the scene of white mob killings that cost scores of American black lives during 2 days of violence in 1921. Some historians put the death toll in Tulsa as high as 300. President Trump's decision to do the West Point address today in person countered a New York outdoor graduation crowd limit of 150 people because of the pandemic. Cadets prepared for the day with 2 weeks in quarantine. Parents and friends were barred from the ceremony. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today threatened military action against South Korea as she verbally attacked Seoul over the worsening of bilateral relations. Kim Jo-young described the South as an enemy and said what she called the useless inter-Korean liaison office in the border town of Kaesong would soon close. This is VOA News. The latest on the pandemic here in the U.S., New York has suffered the worst of the coronavirus cruelty. 31,000 lives lost, a case count of close to 381,000. The pandemic continues to take tens of thousands of lives a day across the globe. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of infections at almost 7.7 million, with over 427,000 lives lost. India's had about 309,000 cases, the fourth highest number in the world, with new cases up by 11,000 in just the past day. India's fatality count is just under 9,000. Beijing says it's locked down 11 residential neighborhoods in the city to cope with a new outbreak of disease. This after China said 45 people who live near a wholesale food market had tested positive for the virus. African leaders say China will ensure the supply of 30 million COVID testing kits and 10,000 ventilators a month to the African continent as the pandemic numbers there get worse. South Africa has well over a quarter of the continent's virus cases, with more than 61,000. The average time it takes to get a corona test in South Africa is nearly 2 weeks. The official death count there is 1,354. The United States leads the world in COVID-19 numbers, more than 2 million cases and a death toll closing in on 115,000. There are new spikes of COVID figures reported in nearly 20 American states, including Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Alabama. But they're sticking with their back-to-work plans despite warning signs, which risk the danger of expanding current outbreaks. Police in New York will need to operate differently under new measures signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. This comes in response to the death of George Floyd, the black man who was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis and was buried this week. The law prohibits police chokeholds and sets up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of police during and following encounters with police officers. Twitter says it's removed nearly 175,000 accounts it says were linked to the Chinese government and posted false information favorable to the country's Communist Party leaders. The social media company says it has suspended nearly 24,000 accounts that were posting pro-Beijing messages and another 150,000 dedicated to retweeting those messages. China has denied any involvement. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says coronavirus travel restrictions have left hundreds of thousands of seafarers stranded at sea for months. Guterres is calling on all nations to ensure that these workers be allowed to leave their vessels and be safely replaced. More news online at voanews.com. And remember, for your listening convenience, there is an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.